between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. I hope you're okay with a little squirming. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I already have a ghost haunting my dollhouse. Yes, I have a haunted dollhouse in my living room along with my possessed clown that was the model for this podcast thumbnail / logo. When I went down to con last weekend, I even passed out patches with his face on them. That one was better. But reality, it's not haunted with a ghost per se, but a candle holder that's shaped like a ghost that's coming out of the door. It's Halloween season. Woo! So, speaking of last week. Oh my god, you guys, I am so sorry for the delay in publishing. It looked all fine on my end. I actually had to contact Anchor Support to find out what was wrong. I literally thought it was canceled or something, but didn't know why. It turns out there was a sound glitch. Their fault, not mine, I think. I don't know. Some sort of glitch in the entire system, whatever. One way or the other. And thankfully, though, the customer service rep was awesome. Like, really awesome. Helped me figure out what was wrong. Like, it might even become a guild participant that gets to leave laughing scared. Anyway, I really just like to blame this horrific coincidence on the curse of Tuesday the 13th. Which, if you heard, yesterday's practically story instead of last week's, you know it involves a lot of goof-ups. As you can tell, I love horror comedy as well as regular horror. Honestly, for me, the words are synonymous. If you are new, I tend to laugh as a defense mechanism. Also when I find things funny, but you know. The more scared I am, the more likely I am to start laughing. It doesn't always happen. Actually, it's kind of rare. But I do have the tendency to laugh at the most inappropriate moments. So, if you have a scary comedy or straight up drive me to laughter horror, send it to be performed on the Dim Light Anxiety podcast at dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. Okay, how many times can I say the podcast's name in a row? It's a lot, by the way. Just check out one of the earlier episodes. You'll see. From campy to, that makes my skin feel uncomfortable. Scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Speaking of feeling your skin squirm, today's story is a birthday gift to my sister. If she listened to this episode, she would be appalled that I decided to dedicate this story in particular to her. But she's not a horror fan, so no one tell her. And she'll probably never know. So in honor of my sister and the amazing writer with nightmare-worthy series you have heard featured several times on this podcast under the Reddit username Sugarfruit33, be prepared to wish your birthdays were spent this way. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Birthday Hut, Part 1. Oh, yes, there are two parts. Did I not mention that? titled The Birthday Hut. For as long as I can remember, I've visited the birthday hut. Every year on my birthday, when my parents go to sleep, I peek out my window, my eyes locked on the backyard grass, waiting excitedly. My heart would skip at each blink when suddenly, there it was. Its roof was made of layered straw, its walls wooden, and through a glassless window glowed a warm orange light. My eyes would widen as it appeared from thin air. As to not wake my parents, I would tiptoe down the steps, although I wanted to run like the wind. Slipping out the back door, the grass would crunch beneath my feet as I approached it. The wooden door appeared to be hand-carved, its indents sloppy, and the golden knob was scratched. Long past its days of glimmer, I screeched as I turned it, the door creaking as it opened. The warm, comforting air wrapped around me like a hug. As I stood in the doorway, in the middle of the room was a small wooden table with matching chairs for just for two. Towards the back of the room was a crackling fire that illuminated the hut. Over on a wooden counter stood tiny wooden jars that contained treats, one that I would not be allowed to eat. Over on the wooden counter stood tiny wooden jars that contained treats, ones that I would be allowed to eat each birthday. But my gift was always the best of all. And finally, dangling from the ceiling by his tail, was the birthday monster. "Hello!" he chirped in a deep, comforting voice. After swinging like a monkey, he dropped to the ground, the impact sending a slight shake throughout the hut. His fur was short and ashy brown, covering his whole body and outlining his head. With his height, he towered above me, looking down on me with piercing yellow eyes, his pupils thin and sharp like a cat. When he'd see me walk in, he'd stretch a big, wide, toothy smile. But even with all of this, I never felt threatened. He was like a gentle giant. "Happy birthday," he explained, wrapping his soft body around me. I buried my face in his fur as he'd run his claws through my hair. "How's your day? Did you get everything you wanted?" I nodded, looking up at him with a cheeky smile. "Wrong answer," he smirked. I furrowed my brow, tilting my head. "You haven't gotten everything you wanted because you haven't gotten my gift yet," he winked. I giggled as he walked over to the table, signaling for me to sit across from him. Although he only came for my birthday, he was always interested in the other 364 days of my life. I'd tell him about my home life, school, my friends, whatever was on my mind, and whatever he missed. It always felt like catching up with an old friend. "Have you ever gone to school?" I asked. He shook his head, his fur waving. "So, in the human world, we have elementary school, middle school, and high school. They're pretty big transitions. And since I'm moving into high school, it's kind of catching up to me."
"What is?"
"The fact that I'm getting older, and I'm going to be shoved out of my comfort zone with no control. And when high school is over, then college, then God, I don't even know. I sighed as I looked away, the anxious thoughts rushing in like tidal waves. Who says you have to? I turned to him, my brows furrowing. My parents? I chuckled awkwardly. Why do you have to grow up? What's so bad about not doing it? Well, I mean, I guess you have a point, but that's just not how it is. And there's nothing I can do about that. It's what scares me most. Then don't grow up. I scoffed under my breath, turning away. You don't get it. He sat up and walked towards me. I looked up at him, the tower of a creature that he was, as he laid his hand upon my shoulder. You know what's best for you, so reach for it. Maybe I don't know what's best for me. He leaned down. Our eyes leveled. Don't ever question what you know about yourself. Nobody knows you better than yourself. I sighed, averting my gaze. As comforting as he could be, a lot of his words just went in one ear and out the other. Do you want a cookie to make you feel better? Good. He frowned as he struggled to fix my frustration. What if you didn't have to grow up? Are you not listening to me? Wait, let me finish. What if you didn't have to grow up because there'd be no reason to? Nobody to make you do it. Sounds like a nice pipe dream. I can make it a reality. I perked my head up, my brow raised. Stay with me. My heart skipped a beat a little, just a little at the offer. Like, forever? My anxious gaze shifted around. My words caught on the knot in my throat. Yes, forever. I don't know. I appreciate it, but we can eat treats and never grow old together. As he continued to apply pressure, my heart pounded harder. Look, I'm sorry, but I don't think I can do that. His wide grin deflated as his eyes sank. You don't want to stay with me? It's not that, I like my life. A little fear doesn't want to make me leave it. With his tail dragging across the ground, he walked over to the counter and opened a drawer. From it, he pulled out a leather notebook and a pen. If you won't stay with me, I want you to at least feel like you could talk to me wherever. He smiled weakly as he handed me the journal. Taking it from him, I grazed its cover with my thumb. You can write down whatever scares you, whatever excites you, whatever you'd like to tell me on the days I am not here. I looked at him, smiling warmly. I stood up and threw my arms around him, his warmth radiating against my skin. Thank you. Of course. With his arms wrapped around me, his lips parted to speak. And about my offer, I'd like to see if you'd reconsider it next year, right in time to avoid that nasty high school. Suddenly, before I could answer, his grip around me tightened, but not in an embracing way, in a way that would paralyze me if he had gone any tighter. Will, I squeezed out. Stay with me forever, ever, ever. Oh, what the fuck? I would be so out. This story is so good and has a surprising tenderness to the monster. Like, I really kind of wanted the kid to go with him because I didn't want to hurt the monster's feelings. So, well done. I can't believe there's more to come. Maybe the kid couldn't hurt its feelings either. We'll just have to find out next week. Well, you heard it too. Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to become a more active part of the guild, just visit the website. There are all sorts of spooky things there hiding behind corners. The only thing that doesn't hide are ways to play the episode. That's right. They are there right on the first page, laid out, the newest on top, the rest of the episodes lined up neatly by a season. You know, not like a serial killer at all, I promise. I feel like I'm forgetting something. That's right, the name of the website. Well, that's super easy. It's just the name of the podcast with the .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. This week's writing prompt will hopefully set a fire under those creative pants. That's the thing, right? Creative pants? Sure, I'm going to go with it. Anyway, enough stalling. I have to come up with something now. Anytime now. Her once blonde hair, now red from the blood, stuck to her face. She looked up, knowing it was far from over. Use that as inspiration for your story, or use those exact words in your story. Then send it to dimlightanxiety@gmail.com for a chance to hear it come to life on an episode. Just like this one. You know, the one I'm doing right now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please, 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 please give it a like and review on Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. It really helps out amazing writers like today's Terror Tell author. You can find them under the username Sugarfruit33 on Reddit. That brings us to the ending. Well, of this section at least. The taste of next week's episode is still left. Enjoy, if you dare. With one last hug, he then watched as I walked out the door. I gently closed it behind me as my expression twisted as nausea brewed in my stomach. I had never felt like I had to cautiously look behind me after saying goodbye to him. Yet I found myself running back to my door as fast as possible. I never felt threatened by him until that night. His crushing grip on my back. For the first time, I imagined him possibly coming into my house instead, where he'd find an English journal sitting in a dusty drawer. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Forever is a very long time. At least we only have to wait until next week. Creep it real. This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.